What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Off the Rails by the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. You can find all of my stuff on Linktree, linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do pod. This one, I don't know how goofy I want this episode to be. This is kind of like a stupid episode. I wasn't going to do it, but then I was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Because this is not typically the content that I talk about. I don't think I have any portion where I talk about games. Mainly because I'm not gaming anymore. You know what I mean? I'm not gaming anymore. But clearly that, you know, it's a lot of hood niggas that game. It's a lot of smart niggas that game. It's a lot of nerds, geeks, all in between, females, males, whatever it is, people that game or whatever. So I was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'll just throw it out there and maybe y'all can connect with me. I will put the invite code to be a friend of mine or whatever in the show notes, hopefully. So I'll do that and hopefully I won't forget. But Summoner's War. So if you haven't heard of this, it's... I don't even know if I should call it a role-playing game or MMORPG. It's more like an action. It's more like a turn-based RPG type of game. But it's got a lot of features in between. And right now, I think this year, they're doing their 7th, anniversary or whatever. So they got all of these different things. They always got something going on. They're trying to keep you on the app as long as they can keep you on the app. They want to keep you playing. They want to keep you engaged. They want to keep you thinking you have a chance and take your money. It reminds me of Pokemon, and yeah, I played Pokemon back in the day, but in a different way. You know what I mean? It gave me a different feel. Originally, I got on here because my friend hit me up and he told me, he's like, hey man, it's a game like Pokemon, but it's not Pokemon. You get, it's different. You know what I mean? And as far as how you build your animals, and you're not traveling around to different cities doing these certain type of fights and stuff like that, it's way different. And of course, it's on Android, it's on iOS. I don't know if it's on PC, I'm not really sure, but they do a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? They got World Arena, people make money off everything, you know what I mean? They got the, what the hell is it? I can't even think of the word for the gamers or whatever, you know what I mean? That they bring it into the schools and all of this type of stuff. So they got that same thing here where they got people that play for money on someone's world. I don't play for money. I just play for fun or whatever. And I literally just kind of lose my mind. It's one of those brainless type of games that you can just get lost in, just trying to build up different stats, get different rooms, build up your island, build up your monsters, and, you know, just whatever area you're trying to do in the game. You know what I mean? If you're trying to do arena, or guild content, or raid stuff, or dungeons, or Tower of Ascension, or there are some other little things in the game as well that you can do, you know. And so, you know, and then like I say, they got the different events or whatever, you know. So it really just depends on what you're trying to do. But I'm on there. I be on there a lot. And what else is I gonna tell y'all about the game? PS5, Lord Jesus. You know, this is how long I've been out the game. So PS5, my homeboy just got the PS5. I actually got him back on some of his work recently, but he just got the PS5. I'm still debating on whether I'm going to get mine. Hopefully we'll see. I'm not paying no gouged prices. I don't give a fuck. I've been off it for a while. Only reason I'm thinking about getting back on it is so I can, you know, get back to gaming with the homies and stuff like that. But you know what I mean? Again, when you got a wife, you got kids, and you're doing a podcast, man, just look, where does the time go? I've done a couple of episodes on that it is hard to find time. You can't just stay up. Shit, I got to work. You know what I mean? So it's a lot going on every day, day in, day out. But this is kind of the thing that I do. You know, it's easy. They have autoplay in Summoner's War now. So again, you know what I mean? If you want something that's handheld, something that you can kind of pick up, put down, and you don't really have to sit there and do a lot of stuff with your hands. And you know what I mean? Like I say, there are some nuances of the game. It really is up to you as the player how you want to play it, how much you want to advance, what you're trying to do. But I will say this, it's cheaper to keep. It is cheaper to just take the game as it is and just take what it gives you than to invest into it. I mean, again, you're not going to reach those top players. So I don't even think that should be a goal. They have invested thousands upon thousands of dollars and they are still not getting the best things. You know what I mean? Even in the tournaments. Sorry about that. I had to yawn. You know what I mean? No edits. I should put an edit there, but I may or may not. Anyway, and you got to think, man, you're going against all these different countries and you trying to have the best and this, that, and the third. I advise you to, man, just play it for fun. Don't go crazy with it. Don't do all your credit card information, all that shit. Take what the game gives you, man. The game is going to give you plenty to work with. You know what I mean? So if you got time, it's something you can pick up and put down. Definitely recommend downloading Summoner's War. Again, you can just use the invite code that I put in the show notes. And this just gives me another way to connect with y'all. This may be something for us to talk about on the Discord, you know, at some point. Or we, you know, depending on when y'all hear this, we may already be talking about it on the Discord or whatever. But hell yeah, I do a little bit of gaming. That, I mean, that's literally it. I don't have any other games on my phone. Like, I have an addictive personality, and I think I mentioned that before, but like, when I do something, like, I'm doing it to the fullest, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, I'm trying to be the best at it, you know what I mean? When I did have I had the 360, and I had Fable, and I had Mass Effect, and I had, damn, what's my other game? I can't think of it right now. Gears of War, and man, I beat them games in like a couple of days. Like when I really sat down, man, I binged. That's kind of just how I do stuff. You know what I mean? But on this here, you can binge all you want and you can still not be nowhere near the top people. You know what I mean? So it's like, go for it. You can binge it as much as you want. You can chill as much as you want. You can be in a guild, not be a guild. You can start your own guild, be on your solo shit, whatever you gonna do. Man, and I promise, the game will give you more than enough, man. There are so many monsters that you are never going to be able to get. People always say Nat 5. So once you get into the game, you'll learn some of the lingo, but trust me. And then they have special events where you can only get these monsters during special events. They just did one with Street Fighter last year when Street Fighter was rolling out their new game or whatever. So they did a little partnership and they put certain people into the game. They put Ryu, Ken, Bison, Chun-Li, and Dhalsim. They put them into the game and shit. That was a big deal. You know what I mean? Just to see some people, some characters that you're familiar with from other genres and then be put into this was, you know, be basically mangafied, transmangafied, and you know, into Summoner's War characters was pretty dope. Just to see how they did it and what their moves were and how strong they were and all that type of stuff was pretty dope. I only got Ken. Well, I got Ken. I got everybody except Ryu. The one motherfucker I didn't get, and I hate that, but he was hard to get. You know what I mean? But I got Ken. I got Bison. I got a Chun-Li. And I got you know, some different Dhalsims, even though I only got one now. Check out my island. Check out my monsters. As far as tips and tricks, I would say go to YouTube and look up Schizophrenic Gamer. He does some cool stuff. And, of course, Come To Us, they put up their own videos as well talking about different things, man. And they run different promotions pretty much every month. You can get a code and you can get some free stuff, you know what I mean? And then they do other stuff. Like, if you're on Facebook, they do stuff for that. It allows in-game streaming. So if you are a person who streams games, you can also stream Summoner's War, you know what I mean? And so they do stuff like that. They do all kind of stuff, you know what I mean, all throughout the year, you know what I mean, and give out a lot of stuff too. So it's not, again, it's not one of those games that you really got to pay to be good. You got to pay to be at a certain point in it, you know what I mean? You really only got to pay if you want to be the top tip, top of the top. Otherwise, you really just paying to be regular like the rest of us motherfuckers that ain't paying. You know what I mean? So you might as well take your time and grind it out. That's one thing people say, grind it out. You got early game players, you got mid game players, you got late game players. I'm mid game, even though I like to call myself late game. I'm nowhere near late game. I'm trying, but damn it, man. These people, they got their wounds winded up. I ain't got there yet, you know what I mean? But yeah, this is a fun little episode, you know what I mean? Talking about something different that I don't normally talk about, but I definitely was big on gaming back in the day. You know, Super Nintendo was my system. Then, you know what I mean, I had the N64. My uncle had a GameCube. He had the PlayStation. I had the GameCube. Sony had another console that they put out or whatever. And I remember it every so often, but Lord, a Dreamcast. He had the Sony Dreamcast, not GameCube, but he had a GameCube too. But yeah, so we done been through a lot of different systems and we've all kind of fallen off from doing the gaming. You know what I mean? Life just took a precedent and games just took a back seat, man. I kind of lost my love for them, but now I'm back on this and eventually y'all might see me on the PS5. So I might, you know, do an episode about that or whatever. I done talked long enough, man. This was, you know, I really don't even know what to say, man. This is not an episode I ever planned on doing, man. But I'm glad I did it, man. I enjoyed myself just talking about stupid ass little summoners war that be getting on my nerves sometimes. How they be cheating me with the AI. The AI be cheating me. You know what I mean? And if you get on it, you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about soon enough. All right, y'all. Until next time. Peace.